1017, The Hammer.
The Hammer Down Show is live, 1017 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. You know you can download that mobile app for your Apple and Android devices, and that way you can take The Hammer Down Show and 1017 The Hammer with you wherever you go. You can interact with us there as well.
Because we know you're making plans for the weekend today, if you haven't been already.
Yeah.
And you're going to be out of town, most likely. Might be heading up to Chicago to see some baseball, and you want to take the hammer with you.
Yeah.
Maybe
you're going up to watch Coach throw out the first pitch of the Cubs game on Saturday night.
Or maybe you are.
Maybe you're heading up to South Bend like our next guest here at the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. McCutcheon's Colin All is on with us. How you doing, Colin?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. First and foremost, congratulations. Tremendous honor to be a part of the North-South All-Star game up there. Your reaction when you got the news?
I was kind of shocked. It's ever since I was a kid, it's been it was a huge honor to be selected into the game, and I was in disbelief and really excited, and it's going to be a big weekend for me and my family.
So, Colin, how did you find out about that? Is that an email, a phone call? How's that work?
Yeah, I got an email, and it said congratulations. And first thing I did was went and showed my parents, and they were really excited for me.
So what was it like your senior year of baseball in McCutcheon and playing for Coach Schreiber?
My senior year was our third coach in 4 years. So going into the season, I was kind of skeptical about how the season would go. And we didn't even have our coach until the winter. And so it was kind of... We were all confused on what was gonna happen, but Coach Schreiber came in and he is an amazing coach, and I had an unforgettable senior year, and I can't thank him enough for him being such a great coach this year and working with us all year, and I had an amazing senior year, and I was very grateful to have him.
Well, you got to think about that. What, four coaches in 4 years there at that level? Now you're going to go out to Butler University. You're going to get another new coach there. It's 1 year. It's one and done when it comes to the baseball education of Colin All. Then, huh?
Yeah. seems like it.
Well, obviously, I'm pretty sure you're not going to get that kind of turnover over at Butler. But talk a little bit about what went into that decision and why you chose Butler University as the place to continue your education and your careers.
Butler they had everything you're looking for in a college. They have a good baseball program, great education, close to home. I can always come back, close to my parents, get to see my friends still. And the second I stepped on campus, I knew before I even committed there that this was going to be my home for the next 4 years. It's just a great place, and I'm more than excited to get down there in a month.
Yeah, how big of a dream come true is that for you to know that you can continue your education and continue your love for baseball at the next level?
Oh, it's almost more than a dream come true. My sophomore year, I played like 3 games in varsity, and I was scared if I was going to play college baseball, and I didn't know what was going to happen with my future. And so the day it happened, it was an unbelievable feeling, and it's a dream come true.
So you mentioned it was a little scary at the beginning. When did baseball and that high school level of playing, when did that start clicking for you, and then you started thinking, hey, I might be able to do this in college?
Around 14 or 15, I kind of hit my growth spurt, and I really just started hitting the ball and kind of grew into my body. And then after my freshman and sophomore season, I actually started getting or talking to college coaches. I was like, oh, it's... I didn't even know like college baseball was a thing. That's how I was like, oh, I'm good enough for this. And it kind of just took off from there, and going to play at Butler next year.
We're talking with Colin Aull, former McCutcheon Maverick, going to be playing at Butler University in the fall, going to be a part of the North-South All-Star Game as well up in South Bend. Colin, what's your expectation for this North-South All-Star Game? Is there something that specific that you want to look to get out of it, whether it's meeting other players or I don't know if you have any future teammates on the squad? What are you looking to get out of that experience exactly?
I'm just looking to get an unforgettable experience out of it. I actually know about 10 guys out of the, I think, 50 that are there. I played with about 6 of them last summer, so I'm just looking to get an experience that I'll never forget. These are some of the best guys in the state of Indiana that I get to play with, and one local guy, and it'll be a cool thing to experience.
Now, I saw you were listed when I looked at the JNC Big School All-Area Baseball Team. You're listed as a catcher and a third baseman. Which one of those do you prefer to play the most?
I prefer a catcher. There's just something about being in every single play, and I love seeing the whole field and being the captain out there and running the field. It's just there's something about, like I couldn't imagine being an outfielder. It's I love being involved in every single play.
So, as a catcher, was that something that you like embraced right away as a kid and growing up, or something you embraced in high school?
It's actually kind of weird. When I was younger, I was just kind of natural at catching, and then my junior year, I didn't start one game at catcher. And then I caught all my junior summer, and then senior year, I think I caught every single game but 3 games. So my summer coach is like, you're a natural catcher. And I was like, well, we had a Purdue baseball commit in front of me my junior year, so I played third. And I just kind of got back there during the summer, and it kind of came natural to me, and I fell in love with the position.
I think the reason, because I did the same thing when I was younger. For me, it was just nice to know if that ball's going to come flying at my face at, you know, like 80 miles an hour, whether it's coming off the bat or it's coming out of a pitcher's hand, at least I got some padding on behind the plate as opposed to being third base.
Oh, yeah. And even with all that padding, I still get dinked every single game.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to be a different type kid, right, to be a catcher. I'm guessing the line is not very long if a coach says, hey, who wants to catch?
Yeah, when we were younger, we had to ask who wanted to catch. So,
well, there's that too. And there's you know, the kids that catch and play third base are duffer. They're the ones that can make the throws from third to first and from the catchers from behind home plate to second. That's usually how most of us get into it. Is that how you got into it, Colin?
Oh, yeah, kind of. The throw's very similar, so I've always been decently accurate throwing to second, and I'm sure a lot of that came from making long throws at third. So
Colin, do you have a catcher at the college level or catchers at the MLB level that you look up to and try and get some, you know, some tips from by watching them?
Oh, yeah. My favorite one is Jonathan Lucroy. He's with the Athletics right now, and he does a great job at blocking, and he has all kinds of videos on YouTube, and he's definitely my favorite catcher.
What have you been working on this summer to get ready for not only these All-Star games this weekend, but then also getting set for your freshman year at Butler?
This summer is definitely I've been working on hitting the ball with power to right field and blocking. Those are two areas I need to get better at, and this summer I've been focusing on doing that, and I think I've done a pretty good job, but there's always room to improve.
How about coming up on Sunday? I noticed when I was looking at the notes for the All-Star games that I think Sunday you can all the players get a chance in the All-Star game to wear your high school uniform. What will it be like for you to put that McCutcheon uniform on one more time?
It's sad that I don't get to do that with my teammates anymore, but it's an honor to represent McCutcheon and a school and program I've been for over 10 years, and it'll be a special moment to put it on one more time. But it's an honor to represent my school and the McCutcheon program.
Colin, before we let you go here, I always like to ask, especially the baseball players, this because there's so many of them. According to Colin All, what is the best baseball movie ever?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go Benchwarmers.
Oh, wow. So that's the first one right there. I haven't gotten to that one yet. See, it's these younger kids. I never know what the young kids are going to throw out at us anymore, Doug.
That's good.
They're good.
That's good.
Colin, we want to wish you the best of luck heading on up there for that North-South All-Star game. And then in the fall when you start at Butler University, we really appreciate you taking the time here. And who knows, maybe we'll catch you on the Aviator sometime soon, something like that. So, and just keep working hard, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care, Colin.
Thanks for having me.
All right, coming back with more of the